Australia's intelligence agency says there's no doubt Al-Qaeda had a hand in the October 12th bombing in Bali, Indonesia, that killed more than 180 people. The bombing is one of a series of attacks that have taken place around the world since September 11, 2001. Although U.S. forces have killed or captured many of Al-Qaeda's top leaders in Afghanistan, it's believed these attacks over the past 13 months have been orchestrated by a new band of leaders. The Washington Post this week identified these leaders as combat-hardened Al-Qaeda veterans from Middle Eastern nations. Douglas Farah is one of the reporters on the story. Good morning.
Good morning.
How many are there and where do they come from?
Well, the U.S. and European intelligence officials have identified six key people. There may be more. Most of them are Egyptian. There is one Yemeni and one Indonesian in the group.
How do they function? How do they communicate with one another?
Well, the assessment is that Al-Qaeda has become much more decentralized since 9/11, or especially since the occupation of Afghanistan began. And so they're spread around. The main military and financial leaders are still believed to be in the Pakistan-Afghanistan border region. Hambali, who is viewed as the key link between the Indonesian extremist groups and Al-Qaeda, is believed to be in Indonesia, and the rest of them are sort of scattered around the world.
It must be more difficult for them to get financing.
It's more difficult. There doesn't appear to be a central banker any longer, someone who can disperse funds around the world. On the other hand, they do seem to have considerable resources left. Their main problem seems to be moving the money from where it is being held in Saudi Arabia or elsewhere to the places where they need it. So they're using couriers now instead of the banking systems often to go pick up the money physically, carry it to where it needs to belong. But each group is also responsible for raising some of their own funds now. Apparently, Osama bin Laden and his lieutenants, who are still alive, have given the word to these folks that they can do whatever they need to raise funds and to do whatever they need to do.
So there's the Bali bombing, an attack last April on a synagogue in Tunisia. What other operations might be tied to this band?
Well, it goes back into December when the band left. There are several things that have been thwarted that CIA Director Tenet and Robert Mueller of the FBI have talked about, several plans that have not been successful. But these guys go back to working together all the way back to the coal and the Somalia killing of the U.S. Rangers in 1993. Those are the operations that they began working on and successfully executed.
What about the shooting of a U.S. diplomat in Amman, Jordan this week?
I have no indication myself that that was the work of Al-Qaeda. I think there's a lot of suspicion that it is terrorist-related, but I don't have any good information on that.
If these people are known to you, they must be known to Western intelligence agencies. Are there efforts underway to get a hold of them?
Yes, these are the top priority people now to try to roll up. I think that a lot of people are beginning to view the Al-Qaeda leadership sort of as they viewed the drug lords. When they took down Pablo Escobar and other people in Colombia, a new generation of traffickers sort of just stepped into the void, and I think that's what they're finding now. And Al-Qaeda has a lot of battle-hardened people. They're looking to people, it appears, from this list, and this list came from U.S. and European intelligence sources, so they're definitely known to them. They seem to be operational people who have carried out successful operations over a long period of time, know each other, have worked together, and are now stepping up into more senior leadership roles.
So it's fair to say the terrorist threat from Al-Qaeda remains very real.
I think it does indeed. They have very well-disciplined cadres in Al-Qaeda. I think the hijackers in the United States showed that. They didn't give any indication of what they were doing for several years as they planned their attack, and they have people around the world who maintain the same discipline, I think, both through religious conviction and military training. And these six people are certainly at the top of that list. Like I say, they go back to Somalia and the coal bombings and the U.S. Embassy bombings in 1998, all meticulously planned attacks and all meticulously carried out over a long period of time. So clearly they're very good at what they do.
Is it assumed Osama bin Laden is still alive?
Well, the latest information we had there was that he appears from the video that they analyzed from his December talk, the last one that surfaced, that he's been severely wounded in the chest, either through shrapnel, perhaps from bombing of Tora Bora, or maybe he fell off a horse onto a sharp rock. But the analysis of his breathing patterns indicate, according to what the U.S. intelligence sources were telling me, that he's been very, very badly wounded, and perhaps that's why he has not been seen publicly, if he is alive, because he's in such bad physical shape that they can't risk putting him out on the air to be seen by his followers and the physical condition he's in.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Washington Post reporter Douglas Farah.